Hello, audience. My name is Isaac Gutierrez, and we at Bardic Logs welcome you to
Kraken Sorrow.
In this episode, we have Darren Park weaving the wonderful story as the everly epic DM. For the party of three, starting with me, Isaac Gutierrez playing Bodor Ironlungs, an ex-fighter turned bard, Scottish Dragonborn, is here to yell at you very loudly. And following him into battle, Lysrel's Gavin, an ex-sorcerer turned fighter, a thrill-seeking tiefling who really can't wait to get his hands on some treasure. And finally, Sabrina Yarborough, a water genasi cleric of life, played by Kobe, not the beef, who plays a wonderfully kind and just generous cleric, the exact opposite of the rest of the party. And I welcome you to Episode 3,
Two Volcanoes, One Island.
Previously on Bardic Logs.
James, you've left with Lily inside of the Wayfair Lodge.
I was gonna say, I think we left them just to go do their own thing. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Even though I knew we were skipping the night, for some reason my brain also said there was a fucking knight with a K there. I was like, yes, we're gonna go talk to the knight in the night. Oh my god.
So he seems very pale, dark-haired, and for some reason he is attacking you.
Okay.
Yay, another friend.
Aiden looks up very confusedly. Who did I kill? I had such pleasant dreams.
You kill in your sleep then. In that case, next time you go to sleep, you may not wake up. You may just walk out.
I'm really, trying to figure out how Sabrina wants to play this. You know what? I'm just gonna do it. I mean, it's a one-shot. Might as well have a little bit of fun. Sabrina is gonna be crazy upset that he just killed this random person with basically no reason for it, and she's gonna walk up to him and do a melee attack, and attempting to slap him across the face. But what with this, she will be casting Inflict Wounds. As a first level spell, so let me roll to attack.
Yeah, that's
good. Does a 13 hit?
Give me one second, my table switch later. But a 13 does not hit.
Okay.
So you would take a swipe at him, I would imagine it being, and he would just sort of lean back. I love it when you water types are rough.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
For the hell of it. Try again.
We're basically punishing this little dumbass fire genasi Aiden we're with for killing a random dude, beating his ass.
A
14.
A 14 does not hit.
Dude! I'm not using any more spells.
Fuck this guy, we're going to bed. Bodor made his point. Sabrina's just embarrassing herself.
Yeah. I was gonna kill this motherfucker. Then I rolled a 13 and a 14.
Okay, so Aiden is looking at the door who's going back into the tent with the cloth still stuffed down his throat. Sabrina trying to... he doesn't know what exactly. Either it's kinky sex games or she's trying to kill him. Either one. He just looks over at Lysra's Gavin and shrugs. Your friends are very, very violent.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened, but I can agree, they are very violent.
Fucking Lysra just woke up in the middle of everything.
He's like, hey.
Sabrina's gonna go back to bed, but she's not fucking with this dude anymore.
Okay, fantastic.
I might be pushing this man into the ocean to get fucked by an octopus.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Pushing him into the ocean would probably kill him, being a fire genasi and all that.
Then he shall die the way the Captain Black wanted to go out. Yeah. He shall die the way another man wanted to.
Okay. I'm just saving an image because I didn't actually plan on something at... that, but that was before. Now I am planning something. So you would wake up in the morning, and Aiden would just still be very confused and still don't know why Bator came in and shoved a cloth down my throat.
If he, like, literally doesn't know, I'm just gonna point to where the firebolt landed. Like, there's gotta be scorched earth.
It is scorched. It's still, there's ashes left from the guy that came in. And with that, he would look at the cloak that you shoved down his throat. Just like, property of James? Well, I should probably turn this to the barkeep.
Sabrina's still really upset. She's not even gonna say anything. She's just gonna get her stuff ready to go and wait for y'all to be ready.
I'm just gonna take the cloak back, point to the, like, bird marks, point to the earth, and that's, like, his final, like, if you do not get this, I give up. He's not gonna say a single damn word. He's just gonna point, pack, like, everything's already been packed up. Bador is, like, fucking crack-ass at dawn kind of military type. So he's already got his tent packed up. He's already helping Sabrina, Lyceros get their shit packed up. And they're just ready to get going.
Aiden sort of looks at the cloth, looks back, like, I get it. He was playing Kinky Six Games with somebody last night. That's why he's upset. I probably stopped him. That's it.
I'm gonna beat this man to death with my bear. Fedora's getting so mad.
He just walks up and slaps the back of his head.
Frick. He just sort of takes the hit.
Once again, that, like, electricity is coming around Bodor's mouth as he starts walking away.
Okay, fantastic. So, you will spend half of the day, you will probably arrive around the middle of the day, getting into that little lake area. You will see when you do arrive in that lake area, it seems like it goes towards the mountains, and then it actually opens up into the bigger part of the lake. So, on the map that you are seeing, you are basically following the pathway from the left, passing toward...
So we went from the docks on the right to basically that little bridged area on the left with that whole, basically to the right of the bottom volcano, the inactive one?
Yeah, exactly. You're basically now... You'll see, actually, that map's working out pretty well. So you'll see, you went around the little mountain...
Yeah.
And you're basically coming out at the bottom.
That little divot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've come from the right-hand side, not the left, from the right-hand side where that little building would be along the pathway towards the bridge.
Gotcha. So basically, we're making our way to the... Like, I'll admit, I keep... every now and then, I... Just because I'm still recovering from the fucking concussion, I zone out. That's why I messed up with the night bullshit. So from what I'm understanding is that we were going from the port, we went mostly along the path, and then we cut around this to go to this area on the way to the volcano, right?
Yes, exactly. The lake is just, it's very close to the volcano.
Gotcha.
At what would have been maybe another hour or two's walk away is the foot of the volcano.
Awesome. So... And then on the map you just put, we're entering on the right side, right?
Entering on the right-hand side.
So then we would know, when would we notice that building?
You would notice that there is a bunch of ruins and rocks there, but it's not actually a building anymore.
Okay.
It seems like there's a piece of a wall, maybe. There's some rocks jagging out of it. It seems like there may have occurred a landslide.
Okay. Well, I've been asking enough questions. How about you guys? You guys have any questions?
Is there just, like... My only question would be, is there anyone there, like, that, like, maybe, like, needs help or is, like, hurt or anything like that? Or is it just abandoned?
It's just an abandoned old building.
Can we look in it and just be like, hey?
Yeah, you can definitely look in it. There's no door or anything, so you can literally just walk through the wall.
Bador, unlike literally every other one of my characters, is not very curious, so he's just going to stand outside with Aiden while you guys go check it
out. You're going to enter in, you're going to see that there's a bunch of fallen rocks, there's a piece of the wall that's on where you actually entered from, there's a piece of wall still standing. You will also notice that there is a note that's lying underneath one of the bigger rocks.
I just kind of walk up and squint at it instead of trying to, like, pull at it. Or is it just, like, firmly under there?
It's partially hidden under the stone, so you would see that it is, you would just basically see where the end of the note says, returning.
Imagine Sabrina, he just turns to Sabrina and is like, something's returning.
Do you want to help me get it out so we can read the whole thing?
Very well. Let's move things, but be very careful. I don't want to be squished.
Sounds good. It's out as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, looking behind him. Like, oh, are you talking to me? You want my help?
Yeah, we need to move some of
the boxes. What's my fucking name?
Baldwin.
Bagpipe guy.
Like, taking the deepest breath. I'll accept Mr. Dragon. Whatever, just fuck off. He takes his halberd and gets ready to help.
Bagpipe guy more than Mr. Dragon.
Actually, he goes and goes, do you mean bagpipe master?
Bagpipe master, could you help us move some of these rocks?
Absolutely, with my fucking, what is my strength? 18 strength, absolutely.
What is from a bard?
Yep, only a bard.
Okay, so you would, with that, you quite easily lift this up, and you would see now that the note that was stuck under the rock just says, she is turning.
Is it signed by anyone?
It's not signed by anyone, it seems like it might have been a journal entry.
Black, just Captain Black, this is his, like, his weird sex pad with his wife.
Is the paper, like, damaged in any way?
It's a little bit torn, but it doesn't seem like it's been lying there all too long.
So, basically what I'm asking is, like, is there, like, pieces of the note that when it got torn, it, like, lost some of the wording, or is it complete?
It is complete. That the entire note just says, she is returned.
What a waste of paper.
Right?
That Aiden would just sort of mumble, I think she's back.
Why did you say it?
Oh.
And you would see a lava kraken spawn.
Shit. in the lake outside of the ruins that we're in.
You will see that the lake itself is actually bubbling up now. It seems like the water is getting very hot.
Oh, are you talking about the entire fucking lake?
The entire lake is boiling.
I thought, okay, for part of me, I was like, oh, we got this. You're talking about that little crevice. No, you mean the entire lake.
The entire lake is boiling. You're only seeing the crevice.
Fuck!
How big is
that? Actually, give me a second. That I can tell you. The Kraken Swamp's not all that big.
I mean, it's a Kraken spawn. I'm still, like, honestly, as Isaac, I'm pretty fucking terrified.
Yeah, it's still technically a huge monstrosity, so... huge is like 20 feet. 20, 25.
Fuck, and each one of those tentacles can just pick up one of us.
And then just drop you into the boiling.
Yep.
Let me see what this spell is.
We gotta go, boys.
This thing would be getting closer to the edge, and it would just sort of shout towards the whole group. Aiden, have you come back to play with me? Aiden!
Oh my god. What? What the fuck? I turned him. Are you fucking the Kraken too?
The show's just... just pokes his head out. I was like, hello. I'm
Aiden. Aiden is just sort of like, no. That she wasn't here. She was the volcano and oh god.
Can I talk down to the Kraken spawn and just be like, hi, are you friendly or...
I'm gonna nudge Aiden.
Are you gonna be mean like this guy is?
While he's talking to him.
Yeah.
I was like, while he's talking, I'll just lightly nudge Aiden and be like, is this why you didn't want to fucking come with us? You're embarrassed. You have a friend.
So you'll see this huge Kraken spawn just sort of look towards Sabrina, starts glaring at her. I don't like you. And she would sort of splash the hot water towards Sabrina. You're not taking any damage or anything. You're just basically being drenched in hot water, but not boiling hot in totality yet.
Sabrina will do, like, one of those, like, the mean girls, like, ugh. And then she'll look to both of y'all and just be like, can we hurt this thing, please?
No. Why would we hurt it? No, like, I like to imagine you get pissed at the same time Bador and Lysras are both, like, pushing you behind them as they walk, approach to the edge. Excuse me, beautiful.
Aiden is sort of shuffling backwards, saying, no, don't go to the edge. Don't.
No.
The Kraken spawn, just sort of looking down at Dragonborn.
Oi.
You, are you friends of Aiden's?
Oh, yeah. Who's talking about how you were going to, that you were here and he was raving and ranting about how the Kraken was going to kill everybody. So we said, show us. And honestly, you seem a lot nicer than he was saying.
He probably met Mommy last time. And Mommy's been very, very testy since she's been having us kids. I mean, it's the first time in a couple of centuries. And with that, you'd see the water level start dropping in the entire lake, as this gargantuan monstrosity of a Kraken starts rising up behind the Kraken spawn.
Oh, I get it. Pregnancy is hard.
It's entirely... I'll be sharing this image with you. So imagine this, the same image rising up out of the water. This thing is about 30 feet, 35 feet in total.
Yeah.
It's entirely made of... It seems lava rock flowing through out of its body. It's no longer just a Kraken. It's been turned into a hybrid. It's now a lava Kraken. This thing is just, it just screams out. You see the Kraken spawn sort of roll its eyes. I need to go. Mommy's calling me.
Give her our best. Say hi and wish her luck.
I'm going to wave to the Kraken and say, you have a very nice child, madam. I hope you have a good rest of your day and you're proud of him.
The Kraken would come a bit closer.
Oh, fuck.
It is within striking range now.
I'm scared.
Thank you. I try to do such a good job, but she sort of smacked the Kraken spawn with a tentacle. They never listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about that? It must be hard.
You see, she sort of collapses forward, the entirety of her upper body landing on the edge where you're standing, causing another landslide completely destroying the house behind you.
Bador is like tossing Lycerus up onto stable ground. He's like climbing, like, oh fuck.
Kraken just sort of crashes down.
And they will like hug her. Say, let it out, honey. Let it out.
This is the first time that I can have kids in centuries since that bastard of a fireball was in here. And what did he do? He ran away.
Oh, they always do.
With an octopus.
An octopus?
Scandalous.
Oh, those bastards.
He's such a bastard.
Oh.
And now I'm just trying to get my island back. It's difficult being a single mom. And she smacks one of her tentacles down on the ground, causing the trip throughout the entire island again. I just want my island back. And they didn't even sacrifice to me anymore. They just burned the people by their little party.
Really?
Am I not pretty enough? Should I just start eating them again?
Mom, I think there's been a confusion. They think that the Tremors... Okay, first off, you are stunning. Honestly, the moment you came out of the water, I was shocked. I was like, Jesus, Paylord Chrysler. You know, like, not lying by any extent, just not saying why. But let me tell you, I think there's been a misunderstanding. They think the Tremors are but a god, and you, madam, have a stature of a god. What if you, as the wonderful, smart, intellectual being as you are, could talk to the people at the port and let them know you want the sacrifices to you, and that you caused the Tremors?
Give me a persuasion check on that.
Fuck.
Can I also roll a persuasion check?
Or help me?
Do it. You can both do it. Yes. But a Bador would have advantage since he's been sweet talking with another child.
I am just rocking it with Bador.
She's so upset that she got splashed with hot water, so she's just she's trying to keep her mouth shut so that she doesn't get into trouble. But she's mad.
Fair enough.
Got 13.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay. So you, Bador, would definitely convince her. Maybe I should go and talk to
Remember, they're not your husband. They'll listen, and you can have a conversation. Just like unlike that bastard, they'll listen. I promise.
She gets a very vicious gleam in her eyes. Maybe if they don't listen, I should do what I did all those centuries ago. And here she looks towards the volcano. Maybe I should activate both of them again. Both spewing lava.
Oh.
It would definitely help my children.
Well, if you do, could you let me and my friends get off the island at least?
She looks towards you, son. You're very funny. You're very friendly. Yeah, sure. I'll definitely let you know. She sort of pats you on the cheek with a tentacle. You will be taking 8 points of fire damage. Tingy on the cheek.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're so kind. If you ever see a fuckle rock with a dolphin, kill them.
Okay. You got my word. But the door is fucking terrified right now. When she reached out to touch him, he's like whimpering inside his head.
The shortest is like, ah, man, I hope she's okay. I hope she does well.
Aiden just sort of trying to slink off. You just hear a very loud voice echoing off of the mountains. You! And with that, give me 2 seconds. I need to use the restroom.
Okay. Oh my god.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.